Really more like fish time. It's going to be fish fry time with Coach Bielema, Saline County. We are thrilled to be joined by Shane Broadway, who has walked in the middle of a scheduling storm. So I appreciate your patience.
Oh, right. Hey, man, I appreciate you guys and the opportunity to come come see you.
When is he coming to town?
March 27th. It's also the same night as the Razorback baseball team. I think we'll be playing at Dickey Stevens. So some obviously will want to be at the baseball game. But if you want to talk football, be at the Benton High School cafeteria. Coach Bielema will be there about 6. We'll open the doors at 6. Program will start around 6:30, 7-ish. You can get your tickets at the Benton Chamber of Commerce, the Bryant Chamber of Commerce, Yoakum and Lovell CPA in Benton, or from any of the Saline County Razorback Club board members. I am one of those. You can email me at shane@shanebroadway.com, and I'll be glad to get tickets over to you. We know we'll have a huge crowd anytime you've got one of the head coaches coming. We always have a great crowd. We have a great crowd for assistant coaches, and it doesn't matter who they send at the Saline County Razorback Club Fish Fry. So we're excited about it, having Coach down. It's Wednesday, March 27th.
Well, I know it's great to have Coach in, and he, I think we've talked about it before, commendable job of getting around the state and hitting all the clubs himself.
Yeah, I think he's when he was at the Capitol the other day, he had been somewhere the night before. He was at the Capitol going back to Fayetteville to do to watch him work out, and then was flying back to Petitjean Mountain that night. So, and I know he's going to be in Hot Springs. He's been in Searcy, so it is great that you know that he's getting out around the state and firing up everybody for next fall. So, we're fortunate that we're going to be able to have him down in Saline County.
They actually had to reschedule Searcy, and he's going to be there tonight. As a matter of fact,
oh good.
So that's at 6 o'clock, and I guess they have tickets there. It's going to be at Searcy High School. Now, did is Bryant cool with this thing being at Benton High? They all right?
It's always been at Benton High, yeah. Okay. It was at Bryant a couple of years ago.
Okay.
At the Bishop Center. So, yeah. Benton's got a new high school cafeteria expanded, so it'll be, they'll, you know,
you got any
one night a year.
You got any emails from Bauxite?
No.
Putting it
up? No.
They haven't asked for it yet?
It used to be at the Bauxite. I think once before they had the Bauxite Community Center. So, we, you know, kind of move it around.
Sure, but, in the wealth. Hey, we all got to come together over the Razorbacks.
Exactly right. So, it'll be a good time, and we'll have him there. I know you guys have met him, and real personable guy. I was up for the press conference when he was announced, and had been with him a couple times since. And he's just a guy you sit around a campfire and, like, you know, just tell stories with.
Let's get you up again. We'll talk some education.
I'd love to.
Seriously.
Love to.
Something I didn't pay much attention to when I was younger.
Yeah.
Shane@shanebroadway.com. You can email Shane and get tickets or the other ways that he mentioned as well. It's March 27th again in the Benton High School cafeteria. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
Should be a good event.
Thank you, Shane.
Hour 3. We're going to hear from Phil Olson coming up.
Tired of